From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NBC is buying the nation's second biggest Spanish-language broadcaster, Telemundo. The acquisition, announced yesterday, is a $2 billion cash and stock deal. Telemundo owns 10 full-power television stations in, among other cities, Los Angeles, New York, and Miami. Ken Auletta covers the networks, as well as the rest of the communications industry, for The New Yorker magazine. Ken, why is a Spanish-language network with $700 million in debt, worth $2 billion to NBC and its parent company, GE, as well, especially since it is numero dos and far behind Univision in audience?
What NBC's thinking on this is the same thinking that Disney had when it bought the Family Channel from Fox. And when all of these companies, all of them have the same thought that Viacom had, which is you have to get bigger. And the reason you have to get bigger is that size allows you to cut costs by combining your sales functions, your advertising functions, your back office functions. Size allows you to take the stuff you produce on NBC and distribute it over many different platforms. In this case, Telemundo, as well as CNBC or MSNBC and the other cable networks. And lastly, Telemundo reaches the fastest-growing population in America, the Hispanic markets.
How remarkable is this in the development of the networks to acquire a Spanish-language television network?
Well, basically, it's implicitly saying the network business is a declining business with a declining audience and has been for the last 20 years. Therefore, we have to get into other platforms, in this case cable platforms, that will allow us to find some growth. If we can take our existing network business, take the money we already spend for production on primetime entertainment, on soap operas, or on news, and distribute it basically for free on Telemundo and its stations, then the cost of providing some programming is zero. That's a pretty good deal. The question is, will the audience want to see the same things that the people who watch NBC want to see?
And when NBC looks at the Spanish-language television networks, Univision and Telemundo, they see a rare growth area, I gather, in national television.
It is. One of the interesting questions here is will, because of the events of September 11th, Will the immigration policies of America change? And if they do change, will that have a damper on the growth of the Hispanic population?
Of course, there are other questions as to whether one assumes that the share of Latino immigrants to the United States will continue to be primarily Spanish speakers or consumers of Spanish language media and not assimilate linguistically over time.
That's a very good question. And the truth is we don't know the answer to that. But they're clearly, you know, the events of September 11th will have an impact not just on our immigration policy. You know, I suspect one of the things that could come out of it is an insistence on more English language and less bilingualism.
This acquisition of 10 more television stations, I gather, still doesn't bring NBC into trouble with federal regulations governing how big a network company can be.
It used to be that a network was not allowed to own more than 25 stations that reach more than 25% of the continental U.S. market. They expanded that to 35% a couple of years ago. But there is a regulation that NBC runs afoul of, and that is that a network is not allowed to own more than one station per city. In Los Angeles, if this deal goes through, NBC will own three stations. Now, Viacom has done the same thing, as has Fox, and has gotten a waiver. Will NBC? Question mark.
Ken Auletta, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ken Auletta writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine.